His features shifted into a different look, a dangerous look, a look that said, "Run for the hills if you know what's good for you." I stayed right where I was. His hands were clenched into fists and his jaw was tight. "I've had it with your cock teasing. I don't know who you are or what you want, and I don't care."
"You should," I said. "That's the thing. You should care about those things."
He ignored me.
"All I know is that you're on my property, and if you don't get out in 5 seconds, I'm gonna dump you headfirst on the damn curb with yesterday's garbage."
I looked evenly at him, said nothing.
"I mean it."
I was quiet.
"Five."
I didn't say a word.
"Four, three. I'm serious."
I kept looking down at him, silent.
"Two. Last chance. I mean it."
I took an even breath in, blew it out slow, feeling my pulse starting to hammer in that familiar way. We were almost there. Almost.
"One."
I drew in another breath, let it out slow.
"Okay, you asked for it."
He started to get up, hand still clenched. I waited until he was halfway out of the chair, off balance, legs bent, weight shifting forward awkwardly. Then I stepped forward and hit him. I was a southpaw, delivered a hard crack with my left hand, a short twisting punch that had the full weight of my body behind it, felt my fist explode into his nose with a crunch, the yielding, squishy feeling of cartilage. Different feeling than hitting a jaw or a cheekbone or a temple. He fell back into the chair, clutching his nose with both hands.
"Shit,"
he said. His voice was muffled.
"You broke my nose."
I chose my words carefully.
"You ready for another taste? Or do you need a minute?"